Welcome back to What's the Point of the Midrash, the weekly podcast where we take a look at a rabbinic text and offer suggestions to answer the question, what's the point of the Midrash? My name is Rabbi Josh Uter. This week we're doing Parshat Akev, which, fun fact, is my bar mitzvah parsha, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Midrash for this week. Found a couple of ones that I thought were interesting that discuss anger. And it's based off of a pasuk in Kohelet 7:9, Al tivhal baruchacha lichos ki chaas bechek kesilim yanuach. Do not let your spirit be quickly vexed, for vexation abides in the breasts of fools. Meaning, it's not really good to be angry. Or more in particular, anger is something that is supposed to be controlled. We find that expressed many places throughout Shas, throughout rabbinic literature. One classic case is in Shabbat 105b, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Chalifa bar Agur, says in the name of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, says if you tear your garments in anger, you break vessels in anger, scatter your money in anger, you're basically like an idol worshiper. The analogy given is that both of them involve the end of a limit of self-control, or giving in to your baser impulses and instincts in terms of evil inclination, where today it tells you to do this, tomorrow tells you to do that, and eventually when you can't control yourself anymore, you worship idols. Clearly then, anger is not a positive emotion, and it's something that we have to control. However, not everyone in Torah is able to control their anger. One example being Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses. And here I'd like to digress to one of my funny stories from when I was at the synagogue at the Stanton Street Shul. This was the very first Simchat Torah that I was in the congregation, so I had only been there for a couple months at best, maybe a month and a half or so. So I didn't really know the congregation. And at that time, Chabad would send people out to all shuls throughout Manhattan. People would walk from Crown Heights and go to various congregations and help with the ruach and help with all the dancing. And we would always get some contingent of Chabad people who would come in and help with the dancing for Simchat Torah. And when they would come, they would ask to give a Dvar Torah, they'd ask to say something, and I'd say, okay, sure. Up until a certain point, but that's a story for another time. And this first year, someone got up and had said that it is asur, it is forbidden to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses got angry when he broke the two tablets. Why? Because Maimonides, based off of the Gemara in Shabbat 105b that we just cited, says whoever gets angry is like he worships idols. And one of the congregants interjected and said, wait, but didn't Moses actually get angry? And the guy who was speaking said, no. And I handed the congregant a chumash, and he said, well, what's this? He said, well, you know, I was already used to the point of getting heckled and getting people interjecting and arguing with me when I would give Divrei Torah and sermons. Yes, this happened plenty of times, including on Yom Kippur, twice by the same guy. But, you know, I was barely there for a month and a half at that point, and like, this is what I see. Okay, this is the dynamic I have with the congregation. So you want to come in and give a Dvar Torah here, go right ahead, but you're not going to get off any easier than I am. So I handed the congregant the chumash, and he said, what's this? I said, well, you're free to ask him, you know, any question you want, but come correct, find the pasuk, and then challenge based on the pasuk. And he actually appreciated that, because he saw, like, the engagement was there, and, like, don't have any problem with challenging a speaker, provided you actually bring sources, you bring your citations. And indeed, in Shmot, Exodus 32:19, we're told very explicitly that Moses got angry and seemingly broke the tablets out of anger. Vayehi ka'asher karav el ha-machaneh vayara te'egel u'mcholot. When Moses came close to the camp and he saw the calf and the dancing, vayichar af Moshe vayishlech miyadav et haluchot vishaber otam tachat ahar. Moses got angry and he threw from his hands these tablets that he had just gotten from God and broke them underneath the mountain, beneath the mountain. So once the congregant, you know, found the pasuk and showed him that, well, the conversation didn't get much better. But here we're told that Moses did in fact get angry and broke the tablets out of anger. Fast forward to his recap in this week's parsha from Dvarim 9:18. This is all part of a section where Moses is recapping a whole bunch of times that the Jewish people messed up in the desert, which were extensive. And he says, Be'itahi amar Hashem Eli, at that time, God told me, Pesol lecha shnei luchot avanim karishonim, va'ale Eli hahara, va'asita lecha arnetz. And God told me, after he had broken that first set, make another set of tablets like the first, come to me on the mountain, and make an ark of wood that would house these tablets. And Midrash Rabbah in Dvarim Rabbah 3:14 adds a little more backstory to this dialogue between Moses and God over making these new sets of tablets. So begins Zesha Amar HaKatuv. This is what the verse says, Al tivahel beruchecha lich'os, ki cha'as b'cheikis ilim yanuach, quoted at the very beginning from Kohelet 7:9. Don't let your spirit be vexed quickly or quickly vexed, for vexation abides in the breasts of fools. Umi hayazek shekaas, who is this person that this verse is referring to? Zem Moshe, this is referring to Moses. Shene emar vayichar af Moshe vayeshlech miyadav etaluchot, that this is Moshe, and he threw these tablets down in anger. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to him, Ha, Moshe, you, aha, like, you know, you, Moses, ata mefig chamatecha bluchot habrit, you vented your anger with the tablets of the covenant. Mevakesh at she'afig et chamati, you're going to request of me that I should also vent my wrath? Ve'at ro'eh she'ein ha'olam yachol la'amod afilu sha'achat. Were I to vent or express my wrath, the world would not be able to endure for even 1 hour. Amar lo, he says to him, Uma yesh li la'asot. Okay, so what can I do? Amar lo, latet alecha kateri ke. I'm going to impose a fine on you. At she barta otan va'at machlin otan. You broke it, you replace it. Hadehu dechtiv pesol lecha shnei luchot avanim. So therefore, that's the meaning of make for yourself these two tablets. Perhaps it's addressing the lecha part, the pronoun of pesol lecha, make for yourself. So what would this be for yourself? Well, not unlike we saw by shalach lecha, send for yourself, that it's supposed to be for your best interests. This was a way of Moses sort of mollifying God, that, you know, Moshe expressed his anger and God's like, whoa, 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 wait a second. Why do you get to express your anger when I don't get to express mine? So the way Moses says, well, what can I do to fix it? Is like, well, you broke it, you fix it. On the face value, you know, there's some interesting things here. One, God not just being angry, but God, you know, sort of telling Moses, you know, lead by example, where if I, God, have to restrain my anger and, you know, in order to let the world go, you should be able to do the same. Or at the very least, you've got to learn to control it better. And in the event that you can't control your anger, well, you've got to fix whatever you break in your anger. And I'm thinking that the point of this midrash is to show not just the destructive force of anger, but the solution to anger, where someone who acts out of anger should then take it upon themselves to fix whatever it is that they do while they were in that state. Continuing with this theme of Moses needing to replace the tablets out of anger, the next midrash in Dvarim Rabbah 3:15, so continuing this theme, says, Dvar Acher, another interpretation of Pesol Lecha, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, K'tiv, it's written in Leviticus 5:23, Vahaya ki yecheta v'ashem v'yeshivata gazela asher gazal o et ha'oshak asher ashak, O eta pikadona sher hafkad ito o tafeda sher matza. If a person sinned and is guilty, he shall restore that which he took by robbery or by oppression, or deposit which does deposited with him with the lost thing that he found. And based off of this verse, the midrash continues and says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God tells Moses, Haluchot lo haya mufkadim etzlecha, were these tablets not deposited with you? At shibarto otan ve'at machlif otan. You broke it, you replace him. Okay, that seems fair. But the Midrash continues, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Min haluchot shinayim ritza Moshe et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. From these second set of tablets, Moses was able to reconcile the relationship between God and the Jewish people. Na'asa, what did he do? Ala lo etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ka'us. He goes up to God angry. Amar lo banecha chote'in, your sons, your children, sin, va'at noten alai katareki, that they're the ones who messed up and you're going to put the fine on me? Asa atzmo ki ilu ka'us al Yisrael. And he feigned anger on behalf of Israel. So saying here that he wasn't actually angry as much as he pretended to be angry. Minayin, as it's written, Vayashav Moshe el Hashem vayomar ana chata'a mazecha ta'agdolav ya'asulahem Elohei zahav ve'ata imtisa chata'tam ve'in ayin necheinina misifrach asher katafta. And it says in this this verse where Moses says that the people have sinned a great sin, but either forgive their sin or write me out of this book that you have written. And this puts a different level of anger in the emotions of Moses, where first he goes up to God angry, saying, hey, wait a second, this isn't fair. They're the ones who sinned and you're fining me for it, which, you know, just on that alone, okay, that, you know, may seem a bit odd because Moses was the one who broke the tablets. But at the same time, you know, yeah, the Jewish people did sin, and it's not like God's letting, you know, them get off scot-free. But he phrases it as he feigns anger on behalf of Israel, where he's sort of taking on that, using his anger in a more constructive manner to try to defend the Jewish people, almost like saying, you know, you're going to fine me for something really that they did, so either you forgive everyone, or if not, take me out. I should say it's also interesting that this Midrash talks about the Luchot as a financial loss for Moses, because you have a Gemara in Nedarim 38a where Rav Chama, in the name of Rav Chanina, says, Lo ha'ashir Moshe ela mipsulatan shel Luchot, that Moses only became wealthy from the waste of the carvings from hewing the tablets. So this actually got him wealthy, far from being a fine. But anyway, that aside, Midrash continues, Kevan Shira'a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kach, once God saw this, Amar lo, he says to him, Moshe, Shetea Panim Bechas, there are two faces who are angry. Va'at Koasin Alehen, and you and I are both angry with the Jewish people. So Miyad V'diber Hashem al Moshe Panim el Panim. That's when God spoke to Moses face to face, Ka'asher Yedaber Ish al Rehehu, as a person speaks to his fellow, as written in Shmot Exodus 33:11. Veshav ha'machaneh masharato Yoshua binun, and he returned and he saw Joshua, and God says to him, you know, let's not the two of us be angry, but when you see me want to pour hot water, you pour cold, and when you see me pour cold, then you pour hot. And then Moses asks God, well, you know, what should I do? You know, how do we do this? And God says, well, you should pray for mercy on their behalf, which Moses does, and the Jewish people are forgiven. And I think here we see sort of a different dimension of anger, setting aside the anthropomorphism of attributing to God human emotions like getting angry. The anger here is, you know, a little bit different, where in some cases it may seem to be justified to a wrongdoing, but it also can't be a whole, meaning it's not good when everyone, or at least the main leaders, are completely determined by anger, even in the face of wrongdoing. You need some sort of mixture of the hot and the cold, where if no one gets angry about anything and no one has any sort of passion, well, you can just let a whole lot of things slide. Emotions, as I was once told, are neither good or bad. You can have pleasant or unpleasant emotions, and actions that you do based on these emotions could be either good or bad. Anger can be a good motivating factor to doing a lot of good. It can also be incredibly destructive, and through anger, it's also very easy to lose sight of another side or another perspective that might be more beneficial or more creative. And it's not that anger has no place, as long as it is controlled and moderated and someone doesn't get overwhelmed by it. I quoted at the very beginning the Gemara in Shabbat 105b. The passage continues, Lo tzricha, it's only necessary to teach you all this in terms of comparing anger to worshiping idols. Deka avid lemirma emata in she beta, when someone is doing so to instill fear in members of the household. Kiha derav Yehuda shalev mitzav yata, Rav Acha bar Yaakov tevar mane tevrei, Rav Sheshet Rame Leila Mateh Monine Areisha Rabbi Abba Tavar Nichtema. that Reb Yehuda would pull threads off his garment, Rav Yaakov would smash broken vessels, Rav Sheshet threw a small fish on his maidservant's head, and Rav Abba broke the lid of a jug. And these were things that they did to show anger without actually being angry. This is along the lines of Rambam I mentioned earlier. This is from Hilchot Deot, chapter 2, halacha 3, where he says, Ve'im ratza lahatil ema al banava b'nei beto ola tzibur, that if im haya parnas ratza lichosa lehen, that if someone is in a position of, let's say, leadership authority, meaning if he wants to instill fear on his children or his household or on the community, if he was the communal leader and he wants to display anger against them, kedeshi yachzeru lemutav, in order for them to return to do good, yir'eh atzmo bifneihem shehu ko'es kedei liyaseram, he should give the impression to others that he is angry in order to divert them to the proper path, v'tiya da'ato miyushevet beino levein atzmo ke'adam shehu midameh ko'es bishat ka'ad. So, v'hu eino ko'etz, and he should be inwardly calm, meaning he should present the front, but between him and himself, he should not be as someone who is angry, meaning you act the part of an angry person, but you don't actually become angry and let that take over and cloud your judgment. And perhaps that's the point of the Midrash here. Of course, a lot of this is easier said than done, and it's much easier to venture away from anger to make these huge declarative statements. But here, I think we find a little bit of nuance between, one, recognizing the potential destructive aspect for anger, but also how it might be able to be beneficial and how it can be useful if it is displayed and channeled in the proper way. These are my thoughts, but I'd love to hear yours. What do you think is the point of this Midrash? Love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is at JUter. I'm also on Facebook, or drop me an email via my website, www.joshuter.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and a wonderful Shabbat.